E.
We have Shannon. She on here?
Yep. Yes.
Shannon's under special circumstances today, so there she is. Do you have your audio on, Shannon? Audio.
Okay. Is it unmuted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Approve of the minutes, February 5th, please.
So moved.
Got a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Department request, building and grounds. Mr. Rose.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning, Eric.
Got one item. We're requesting authorization to use the flooring replacement capital project to install new stair treads in the north and south stairwell main building. There's 96 stair treads, 101 risers, and 12 landings. It's original material there now, VCT tile that's falling up, pulling up. We replaced the main stairwell in the main county office building during the core project with a non-slip resistant material that's going to match this. The amount's for $33,659.60, and the purchasing vehicle we'd like to use to do this is through state contract.
And so for those of you who have been over there, so the main entrance ground floor up to where your chambers used to be, like Eric said, we replaced with the non-slip and it's been phenomenal. His staff spend a heck of a lot of time, especially going downstairs to social services, especially on days where there's a lot of rain or salt or whatever. We've had slips, falls more than I can count. His staff do a great job staying on it, but these things
This definitely.
we've been working and pushing. Eric has had this on the radar for a while, so I think it'd definitely be a good thing.
Second.
Further discussion? Scott.
How much is in the flooring capital project?
Right now, I think there's not exact, but like 272,000.
Six, definitely six figures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give or take plus. We do have some other carpet we're going to bring in front of you guys down the road to that were left that didn't get done during the core project, but we're slowly chipping away at the stuff as we paint and do other projects within those specific areas. But to Jack's point, and thanks, Jack, biggest thing is safety with the stuff. The social service staff, this is their main entrance all down, and there's quite a few employees on both ends. So, and they also go up to the third floor, so they get used for public use as well. And access up to the roof.
Does the stairwell in the back corner of the building that goes up, is that had those type of treads as well?
No, that's that. This would be one of those, Scott.
The one going to the third floor.
Yes, this would
Oh,
be.
okay. I'm
Yep.
sorry.
Yep. No, I apologize. This would be that one, and then the one that came up by the law library end would be the other end. So yeah,
Yeah, okay.
both up and down the three floors.
Okay.
And Eric, does this include down to DSS in the main area?
Yes, down to DSS in the main area.
Yep.
No, it does not, Jack. That's the center. I call that the main area. Yes. No, it does not
Okay,
include
let's
that.
bring that back.
Okay.
Can we get quotes on that, please?
Yes. Yep. I absolutely will.
Because that's what you just explained was
Yeah, that was my
the Yeah, you thought it was.
that was my assumption. The other ones are same.
Yeah.
We've actually, I think, had more falls in those than we have on the one DSS, but
Yeah, their VCT that's regular hard tile, Scott, going down to the one you're questioning from mid floor up to the courts has been replaced with this product that we're going to do the others. So yes, I will bring that back.
I know that stairwell because that's how I used to get to the cafe when our meeting this morning.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thanks, Eric. Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I have one major thing here. It is, we just put it as transit, but it is to request authorization to extend the contract for Transdev, formerly known, no, First Transit. Now they're Transdev, but they're still using First Transit for an additional 3 months ending 6/30/2025. And the total costs would be $6,058.25. So I'm still working on the RFP. That's been driving the struggle bus on that one. So just because the other RFP examples I have are not apples to apples. So, and there's some other moving parts in the transportation world too, that trying to anticipate what else to put in there. So there'll be some flexibility as things change.
Motion.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries.
All right. And off the record, but good news. I did dress for St. Patrick's Day, the green velvet, but also I'm now a Bath resident, putting down roots here. So that's all very exciting. I had a whole 5-minute commute today. Didn't hardly know what to do with myself, but yeah. So it's been a long time, but we're very excited. So
do you have any special shoes on today?
I have black, of course, but I do have green in my socks to coordinate with everything. And, you know, we're putting down roots, planting. So yes, as usual, I have a theme, but I guess you guys are stuck with me for a while.
Congratulations on a house. I know you put a lot of effort in trying to find something.
Yes. Thank you.
Jack.
Nothing on my end.
Mike, I have a question for Jack.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this is one for. Is there any update on the internet coming through?
Yeah.
I don't have internet yet.
Not yet.
We haven't heard anything for 3 or 4 months, and it'd be nice to
know
where we stand.
Yep, sorry. And we have our monthly call with Empire Chris and I do later this afternoon. You will see more and should be seeing more now trucks, either Empire or their vendor, actually hanging fiber. The pole attachment agreements are coming through. As we talked about the rural electric pole attachment agreements, if you've seen, I think Caton area had some, I think Hornby area, that they were already hanging fiber, Prattsburg area. So they are in process of doing that. And the NYSEG, they advised when we met with them last that those are finally coming through. So it seems like this spring, summer, and fall are going to be the big push for the vast majority of the build. And we've been pressing Empire on this, and we're going to see where they're at today, is a landing page on their website to give you all and residents a better idea of who can and when can they expect service. So they have been working on that. We've been pushing them along, but hasn't come out yet. Hopefully we'll get an update today, and I can send an email if you'd like and let you know. But they're actually hanging fiber now, not as much as we would like, but that's due to the NYSEG pole attachments.
Joe?
Jack, how much of our county does not have broadband? Approximately how many households?
Yeah.
We're a pretty rural county.
We are, so it's a very hard to get figures, Joe, because what the FCC defines as unserved is different than what New York State. So we've fought this battle a lot. The other thing, not to, you know, bemoan any of the providers, but we have worked, and Chelsea and Jack Cook at STC have done a heck of a job on challenges, because when these grant applications and the eligibility comes out, we've seen a lot of times where Verizon or Spectrum would say, we serve that. And they'd look at their data and say, no, you don't. So we would challenge, STC on our behalf has challenged those. So that's some context, but really, really rough numbers, is about 4,000,
wow,
addresses that do not have internet service. Some of them, and the other thing that we have difficulty with is, like, is it a hunting camp? Is it a barn that,
yeah,
you know, those sort of things. So 4,000 might not be the real number. It might be more like 3,700. The project that Empire's doing that we're talking about will connect 2,100 of those.
So it'll knock off it. You're close to half.
Yeah, so that project alone closes the gap by about half. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
I got a question yesterday from a Caton resident who still doesn't have it. And
yeah.
And I was explaining it to him. And I thought, you know, he says that they would have bought a Starlink, but at the time they were too expensive, which they were $500. And now they're $250.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the $8 million and divided by $250. We could have 32,000 Starlink satellites to hand out.
Yeah.
That would have been more than we needed. But you probably can't do that with that type of money.
No, because it's a single vendor. There's also... Heard good and bads on Starlink. Certainly, you know, hardline fiber is the gold standard because your speeds are basically what you want to willing to pay for.
I have that with Spectrum, but when power goes out, Spectrum goes out as well sometimes.
Yeah, it does. Knock on wood, as a former Spectrum customer at my house myself, and now an Empire customer. Light speed difference. It's amazing having kids that play video games and stuff. They now can download their video games and play them instead of waiting 24 hours. So yeah. So that's where we're at. I can send an email with latest. We are still keeping an eye out for grant opportunities. We still have a grant in to connect an additional 700 homes or 686 homes. We have to talk to Empire about that because the state just asked for some additional information, but still pushing. But this spring, yeah. Summer, fall is when you're going to see the majority of the build.
Good.
Steuben County Commerce and Visitors Bureau. Jordan, you're up, sir. Kevin Peterson couldn't make it here today. He's actually putting on a program downstairs. Jordan Harris is our chair. So he volunteered to come. No wine samples, though, right? Jordan in charge of winemaking.
Stand here. Good morning.
That vest bulletproof?
Pardon me?
Is that vest you're wearing bulletproof?
Jordan, is your microphone on, sir? Is it green light?
No, it's not green.
Push the button, sir.
I'll figure this out one
there,
time.
There you go. Thank you.
Hopefully Kevin can come back and do this next time. So he is downstairs and he gives his regrets. They're doing working on a visioning workshop for their 10-year plan down there. So it's pretty important that he be there. So just wanted to come back to you after I guess it was a month ago that Kevin presented the proposal for the Destination Development Grant Program. And there was some requests to go back and look at a couple of the applicants and get it underneath the $100,000 budget. So that is what they have done. The new request does have two of the former applicants removed, the town of Irwin, Hodgman Park revitalization, as well as the Steuben Strong independent cycling events and new trails. Reason being is they did not meet the nonprofit status that was requested from you all. As for the others, they have maintained, but it does bring that down well underneath the $100,000 budget to $87,000 total for the applicants. Those would be the Corning Gaffer District Sound System for, they had requested $15,000. The recommendation is $15,000. Heritage Village of Southern Finger Lakes and Heritage Festival requested $7,000, requested $10,000, and it's recommended to do $7,000. Cornell Partners for Growth and Annual Community Events requested $25,000. The recommendation is $25,000. Sorry. The Cornell Cooperative Extension Farm Trail requested $10,000 and our recommendation is $10,000. Corning Museum of Glass requested for their Blown Away retrospective exhibition was a request of $25,000. Our recommendation is $15,000. And the YMCA Greater Rochester Watson Woods Regional Maple Syrup Program requested $33,599 and our recommendation is $15,000, bringing a total to $87,000 for the program. Very good.
Motion.
Second.
Any questions? Kelly.
I just wanted to ask a couple questions on, for example, the program for the Museum of Glass. My question would be, if we provide this funding, would they be looking for a grant again next year, or is this just to get it kicked off and to expand the program? And then would it then be self-supporting so that they wouldn't be looking for more money next year? Or is that not one of the pieces of the puzzle that you've asked?
I will probably can Hilda actually hear me up there?
Yeah, yeah, she can.
But she can't speak?
No.
Okay. Hilda was actually on the scoring committee with that. So I don't know that I can answer that question or what the Corning Museum of Glass.
I would
say.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I would think they could apply next year. Is that what you're saying?
That was my question. Sure. I mean, as we've developed this program, my thought on it was that it would be more smaller organizations or new organizations. And this is, and I'm sorry, I'm just picking on them because I speculate they have more funding than other places. But if we expand this program and it does well, then are we going to have to keep taking some of that money and spending it toward them rather than, I mean, it's destination development. We need to develop more programs, and I didn't want to create a revenue stream for them that they're going to start counting on in order to put on that event.
So my opinion is, because this committee and the board has to approve, is ultimately it's up to you. If you're looking for sort of a recommendation, my initial take would maybe not per the rules prohibit it.
Okay.
But prioritize,
okay.
Prioritize new programs, not continued funding, unless they can demonstrate that we're expanding this, and this. So maybe from a prioritization standpoint.
Okay.
Right.
It was just a question.
Ultimately up to you, however you'd like to do it.
Yes. It was very nice to see the applications and to see what they were going to be funding and what they were going to be wanting to do. That made it much better for us to read it.
Sure. And I think what's important to note is that the growth of this program and the potential of the program in the future could exclude something like that. I mean, there was no applicant that was denied this year, right? So if more nonprofits apply, then it becomes a more competitive process as well, which could in turn slow that down. But for this year, I would say for this year, they are well within the means of what they're asking for. And then in next year, as the scoring committee gets together and discusses it, if there's requests for $250,000, then it's great. I mean, then we decide who we want to help develop.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're going to see more of the smaller organizations, Kelly.
Sure.
Their problem is they don't have any staff that know how to fill out the grants. So Kevin's trying to give them an avenue that he'll help them do that kind of stuff. So,
sure, because I see on the one, they're going to then use our funds for their program. And then they stated that then they can use some of their other limited funds for assisting with their staff. So that's kind of a good explanation as well. And it's important to have these kind of events that have the possibility to grow.
Any further questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Carries.
I have a question.
Yes.
Jordan, I don't know if you can answer this question or if it's a question that I got to ask Kevin. The Baron Steuben building in Corning, Corning Inc. has decided not to sell the building. Am I correct?
That I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No, you wouldn't know.
My question was about the tourist information center that used to be at the bottom of that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they put it up for sale, they moved them out. So any chance of moving them back in with Corning Inc., to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense when you got Corning, one of the key tourist attraction cities in the state of New York, and we don't have a tourist information center in the middle of.
Well, I mean, I will partially potentially answer your question.
Okay.
So, I mean, the entire DMO and CVB world has sort of changed from a brick and mortar. It's not just a Steuben County thing. I did the same thing. So I was also the chair of the board for Visit Loudoun when I was in Virginia before being here. And they converted away from that brick and mortar sort of place for a tourism center as well. But Explore Steuben has put up different electronic stations throughout the county over the past year that is helping drive traffic around as well. Right. The kiosks, yeah. I mean, they're so it's taking a new step towards how visitation is really happening. So I can't say that they won't, but if it was me on a vote from Explore Steuben standpoint right now, I would say nay. I don't think it's a good thing to do.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly, one of the intents of this program also is to spread this money out throughout the county.
Yes.
So everybody, the townships and legislators, you know, if you see anything in your district that your people should be requesting this grant.
How did we advertise it?
Oh, it had to be
on. It was available.
I can't remember for sure, but it's on their website.
Okay.
And TVB did, not the county.
Yeah, not the county.
And when would the next round of applications be?
September.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, super. Good.
I could be incorrect. I thought. Yeah.
You know, maybe we should have CVB or someone put together like a small slideshow presentation or something for that, and then we could invite, since it's open now, we could invite like chambers of commerce that do music in the park. I know Hammondsport does music in the park, Bath does. I mean, you know, you might be able to invite, like the one group wanted to invite better bands or more well-known bands, and you need the money to pay them. Some of those organizations could look for that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further? Jack, you all set? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Thank you, folks.